ただ、どのラティンで送るか、漢字三字線送るです。一切名詞未放なす。だとだ、観察、漢字、だ三字、だな三字線の送ば。だ、あの送ち、だ二番ちち、だ。あの送ち、だ二番ちち、だ。あの三字だ一切やば、めばやば。だ三字類未放なす。あ、あ、てんで、ちゃばいな。あの平庸かれやれ、そうと、どういうかばってで送るか。
So, in the sutras, the Buddha mentioned, you know, asked if an individual was to hold on to the Buddha without forgetting the Buddha, you know, with faith, recollecting the Buddha, remembering his name, then what are the benefits? So what are the benefits? Yeah, that an individual accrue, you know, just by holding on, recollecting the Buddha without forgetting the Buddha, remembering him, holding on to his name, you know, with faith and devotion. Yeah. So what are the benefits? So imagine that someone who makes a countless offerings are equal to the number of particles of the worlds of the 10 directions, yeah? Making all these different kinds of offerings. And for how long? Make these offerings over a duration of an eon. You know? So compare this merit to the merit of Yeah, so comparing this merit of making countless, you know, extensive offerings, you know, equal to the number of particles, atoms of the worlds, of the 10 directions, you know, making the such offerings for over a period of a eon, you know, this merit when compared to the merit of someone who recollects the Buddha, holds on to the Buddha's name with devotion and so forth, this merit, you know, of making offerings is relatively smaller.
So
you know, it is mentioned in the teachings that, you know, it always talks about the benefits of making offerings, isn't it? Yeah, the extensive benefits of making offerings. But when compared to the merit that, or the virtue that one gains, you know, from having a single-pointed faith and devotion to the Buddha, having this single-pointed faith and devotion brings about more merit.
So it is said
that we accumulate even more merit than that, you know, if we listen, if we hear the teachings of the Buddha.
어떻시니 아다가나시 아니지 도섬체 대동도 대외 아니지다 도섬체제 아니지다 니바 니체 곰자바이나 대외 아니지 소놈체서야 숨구여래.
So we get more merit from hearing the teachings. Then of course on top of that, if we were to take the teachings to heart, reflect on it, and then come to an ascertainment and a decisive conclusion in our hearts with regards to the teachings, and then especially we put it into practice, we familiarize our minds with it, meditate on it, then of course the merit that ensue would be even greater.
So
this is what the Buddha said in the sutras. So we should remind ourselves of how incredibly fortunate we are now to have this opportunity, to learn and to think about, text such as this, which shows unmistakably the path that we need to take. Yeah. So we should remind ourselves how incredibly fortunate we are, and also we should have to remind ourselves, the merit, the virtue that we are accumulating in the process. Okay, so we have been talking about the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha, the three jewels. Yeah. So if we look at the three jewels, from the perspective of the order of generating them in our own minds. First, we have to generate the Dharma jewel in our own mental continuum, our own minds. Then subsequently then, we become a Sangha, and then ultimately we will progress and become a Buddha. So in terms of our personal progression, how the three jewels, how we ourselves become the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, this is the order, yeah? Dharma, then Sangha, then Buddha. So you have to gain a thorough ascertainment of this. You have to be very sure about this. Yeah? You have to understand why. Yeah? Okay? Because so the actual, so the very thing, the very thing, or the actual refuge, which protects us from the suffering of the lower realms and the sufferings of cyclic existence, basically all the problems, all the sufferings, what is it? It is the Dharma jewel. So the Dharma jewel is the very thing, the actual refuge, the actual refuge. And when we talk about the Dharma jewel, primarily we are talking about the realizational Dharma. The realizational Dharma, those experiences, realizations that we want in our hearts. And how does the realizational Dharma come about in our own minds? It has to come about by depending on the scriptural Dharma. So we have to learn the scriptural Dharma. Only then, by putting into practice, we actualize the realizational Dharma. So just from outside, just having some faith and belief in the scriptural Dharma, in the teachings, is not sufficient. Because we have to learn the scriptural Dharma, find out what on earth it is, and seek and through learning, then we come to understand it. Okay?
What in this? Chaza, that in this of the time, the Gala, the Rangi, Rangi, that on that.
So when we talk about the Buddha Dharma Sangha, we can talk about the causal three refuges, the causal refuge, but there's also the resultant refuge. Yeah. So the resultant refuge refers to the goals that we ourselves want to achieve. We ourselves want to be the three jewels. Yeah. You know, Dharma jewel first, then Sangha, then Buddha jewel. Yeah, we ourselves, that's what we want, isn't it? Okay? So that is the resultant refuge. But the resultant refuge, so we have to work at it to generate it in our own minds. Yeah. And in order to generate the resultant three jewels in our own minds, we first have to generate, actualize, learn and actualize the Dharma in our hearts. Isn't it? Yeah. So from this, and then you see how important in learning, study, and reflection is. You know, so study and reflection then becomes an indispensable element in our quest to actualize the Dharma.
Yeah.
All of us individually have to see for ourselves the point behind learning. Why should we learn? Why should we study? In order to practice, So individually, we all ourselves have to see the point, how important it is and how indispensable it is. So we have to gain an ascertainment, a decisive conclusion about the need, the strong need, to do this. Yeah. Based on seeing this in your own mind, then as much as possible, then we just put in effort, to continue, our learning. Yeah.
So
So if we just use the example of a refuge, you know, yeah, and link it to our studies and reflection. You know, usually we recite the prayer, a very common, important prayer, Sangye Chodan Chogyi Sonana, I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, and so forth. Yeah. So, you know, just look at, just think of these two lines. If you have done some study on the topic of refuge, yeah, this is just one example. Yeah. So if you have done, let's say, some study on the topic of refuge, and then if you were to recite this prayer while thinking about its meaning, your study would help you at least, you know, to identify correctly who is it that you are going to do for protection, for refuge. I mean, it's not sufficient just to say Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, but having done some study, then you have some idea in your heart. Oh, okay, no, what is Buddha? What is Dharma? And what is Sangha? And on the basis of this knowledge, and if you reflect on the meaning of this prayer as you recite it, then perhaps you will be able to develop, you know, some kind of special feeling, some special kind of faith, you know, and devotion towards the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, isn't it? So this is just a very simple example. So just using the simple, the one example of refuge, yeah. As we have already, as we have already covered, this is it. In order for refuge, in order for genuine refuge to arise in our heart, for genuine refuge, real refuge, yeah, what must be present? The two causes, isn't it? Fear, in this context, the fear of the suffering of the lower realms, combined with a faith of conviction in the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha ability to protect us from that fear, to rescue us, you know, to afford us protection, yeah, over those fears, isn't it? Yeah. So, and in order to be able to develop this kind of emotion, this feeling in the heart, you first must know what on earth, what are the two causes here. And that comes from learning. And on the basis of which then you think about it, you know, then you get some feeling, some understanding, isn't it? Yeah. So, you know, so we have to understand, you know, what are the sufferings of the lower realms. If we were reborn there, know how, what the sufferings that we have to endure. No? Only by thinking about the suffering of the lower realms, only then will we develop genuine fear, real fear, a sense of worry for our own future. Yeah. Only with this real fear, only then will we have genuine refuge. No? Only then will we really seek, you know, some kind of help from the heart. Yeah, some kind of protection. Yeah, isn't it? So I'm just using this example of refuge, you know, just to highlight, you know, the huge difference, you know, between having done some study and reflection and not having done any study and reflection. And I'm using the example of refuge, you know. So if we have done some study and reflection on the meaning of refuge, then when you recite the prayer, you know, you at least you're able to identify correctly, you know, what on earth you're going for refuge to, you know, who, you know. Buddha, what is Buddha, what is Dharma, and what is Sangha, isn't it? Yeah. Then someone who hasn't done any study on refuge, who doesn't know much, you know, the person may have faith, yes, The person may recite the prayer with faith, yes. But I don't think that person is able to generate the kind of understanding, the faith, no, and devotion, no, that the person has done some study, no, like the person, no way, I think. No way. But of course, you also have to understand, you know, that just studying and thus downloading the information, just studying alone, doesn't necessarily mean you will have stronger refuge or faith than someone who has not studied. So the point is, we have to download the information, but we have to process the information, you know, we have to think about it. So reflection, you know, having thought about it, the refuge that comes from having thought about it is of course stronger than someone who hasn't studied or thought about it. Yeah. But someone who just merely, you know, downloads the information, who knows what refuge is, but hasn't thought much about it, hasn't thought about it at all. No. There are, at times, that person's refuge may be weaker than some other person who has not done any study. It's possible, yeah.
What the conclusion, maybe? not to study, I study.
This is quite obvious. We do see it, yeah, you know. There's some people who have done a lot of study, you know, talk, you know. But if you look at them, you know, they look as if they don't have any faith or devotion. You know. There's no devotion, you know. No devotion in their hearts. You know. Very dry, you know. You know. And you compare them to some, even you can say uncle, aunties, you know, those of the older generation, yeah. They may not know much, but you look at the way they make offerings to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Look at the way they make prostrations. Unbelievable devotion sometimes, yeah. Mm. It's like much better than, you know, some people who have done a lot of study, you know, but you know, like I will say that it's hard, how like that, but very stiff, very dry, no devotion, you know.
And
you see some of these elderly people, how they show their devotion and respect even to Sangha members, yeah. Isn't it? The way they pay respect, the way they bow, even pay homage at the feet of Sangha members, yeah. And these are the people who are supposedly haven't done any study, you know. But if you look at those people who have done a lot of study, you know, who talk a lot, you know, supposedly learn a lot, you know, but you know, their devotion pales is really in comparison to these elderly people. So some of these people who may have done a lot of study, who know a lot, no, but forget about asking them to touch their heads, you know, to the feet of any Sangha member. Even just asking them to bend down a little bit to show some respect, even is difficult,
yeah.
So my point here is that study is important, but study alone doesn't make a difference. It's important, yeah. But study alone doesn't necessarily mean, you know, there'll be transformation, yeah. So on the basis of study, then we must think about stuff, you know, to come know, to really think about stuff, you know, and to come to a decisive conclusion in our hearts, and ascertainment, you know, oh yes, it's like that, you know. That is what will transform our minds,
yeah.
So if we are able, yeah, so on the basis of learning, then if we reflect on things, and then, and if we are able to gain an ascertainment of what we have learned, yeah, an ascertainment in our hearts, you know, then then we will see a transformation in our hearts, you know, a change for the better, and then, you know, we will be able to quickly develop the experiences and the realizations of the path. And with this, you know, then, you know, all these benefits that are mentioned in the text, you know, all the benefits that we supposedly get, you know, from taking refuge, these benefits will then happen if we, you know, we do what we have just mentioned, yeah.
No, Tokshine, Takan Timare, Takanzang, the Tumor, Lapcha, Tatika to Cheshe, Kazanibadi, Sare, Kajinchim, Jesu Tene, Tweet of Chobal, Jun Sawatan, Javi Pujang, Buas, Kazan, Pujan, Titam, Lich. Dinatan, thus such a Jurishim, Nancy, Quarantina, Teacher, Kazan, Jubati, the Lahin, Sare, that Choba Jachimbola, Kandis, that Choba Jachim Kandis Chiboresta, that on the Tisumuare Chubati.
So we've been looking at the general precepts of the general precepts, the general trainings that we should undertake after having gone for refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Yeah. So one of which is that after having gone for refuge, you know, by remembering the kindness of the Buddha Dharma Sangha, we should strive constantly to honor them, to worship them, yeah, make offerings and so forth. Yeah. So that's on page, it starts on page 74 of the root text, yeah. And that has, and this particular outline is broken into 10 sub-points, yeah. So I think now we have, let's look at the point number 10, which is on the bottom of page
75.
So basically, I guess this outline here is trying to explain how to make our offerings extensive. Now, how to think, what should we do to make the offerings very extensive?
So I think the way to
make our offerings extensive is mainly through adopting a wider mental perspective, yeah, isn't it? So, for example, if we were to make an offering to Buddha, rather than thinking that we are just making this offering to that one Buddha, we should make that offering to all the numberless Buddhas in the 10 directions, yeah.
Oh, that today some today that some today people today some never change today people why not that gang pure day that yearning for that man that Jesus pray for that you know some magic for that people in that yearning for that pure today some no time keep it more younger right, right? Ah, that kind of thing. I'm more about direct money, direct money, but that's less juicy. And you just check me, turn down your, do you turn down your, just more mango pure.
Okay, so rather than thinking we are making just offerings to one Buddha, we should make offerings and worship countless, numberless Buddhas in the 10 directions. And in terms of the duration, we can think that we're going to make offerings like this for the rest of our lives. In fact, up to enlightenment, yeah. And with regard to the number of offerings we make, you know, rather than thinking that we are just making whatever offerings that we are presenting physically, we can think that we are multiply those offerings and think that we are making numberless of such offerings. And with regards to the quality of the offerings themselves, we should think that we are making offerings of the best quality.
And
I forgot what I have to say. Before dedication is. Yeah, so in regards to the attitude when we should adopt when making offerings, we should honor the three jewels, worship the three jewels with devotion, with faith and devotion in the heart, you know, and with a very happy mind, we do it enthusiastically, you know, and then so this will make a huge difference, yeah, to the result, yeah, and so also at the end of such acts of worship, you know, we should dedicate the merit accumulated towards the achievement of full enlightenment, yeah.
어떻시네 제가 다 먼저 다 쳐봐 자치용 세대 조다 치모발라 조라리기 영아래 조 쳐봐 자치용 세대 랑 생기 때문에 아니 치중 소야 진사래 그와 조다 추 생기 때문에 소고야지 어떤데 소바이나 다 소놈 자치 못사해 소대 나도 사해 어떤데 잡을 친구 유사래
So I guess the way to make our offerings extensive is not so much, you know, not so much, you know, what we do on the outside, you know, it doesn't really depend, I mean, so much on the how physically extensive one's offerings are, but the way to make the main way to make our offerings extensive is through the mind, you know, yeah, through the mind, okay, through thinking in these the ways that we have described. So we really have to know, you know, we have to be skilled, you know, in accumulating merit. You know. We need to accumulate merit, but we need to be skilled in doing so. We need to know how, you know. Lang Singapore Lang Kong Simi IP IT Kin Yo. Same lah. Basically it's that lah, you know. We must know how to do it, you know. Yeah. How, you know, what we have to think, you know, in order to make it, you know, the most extensive, yeah. Okay.
어떻습니까?
So I guess the result of making offerings is that, you know, our hearts should transform. Yeah, we should have more faith, more devotion, more effort.
Oh, 독신해. 다 접어표 강시라. 난 대바 충루 충루. 내로 새로 새로 접어이나. 곧 접어지 비다고 자기야 말해. 다 접어 부당 신기야 말해. 제비 모신거야 말해. 접어 부당 신기야 말해. 다 뒤에 있는 게 아니고. 곧 내가 마통치. 곧 한 어떤데양 용 먼저 망치라 용대 뒤에 말입니다.
So the result of making offerings over time is that your devotion should increase more and more, more effort, more transformation of the mind. You know? It seems that most people are not like that. Yeah? It seems that the more offerings they make, and over time they become like less enthusiastic, you know? Less, I don't know what, less maybe less devotion. You know? So if this happens, you know, then it shows, you know, that that person perhaps, you know, does not understand the point behind making offerings, and does not understand the way to make offerings, and also it may show the person's lack or inability to identify correctly what are the objects of refuge. At the end of the day, you look, it all boils down basically to lack of faith. Yeah. That's why, you know, in one of the, you know, in a couple of lessons ago, during the Guru Devotion section, it talks about faith, isn't it? Yeah. How faith is the forerunner of all the qualities, the basis of everything. Yeah. So that's the summary. Nah, no? If you don't have faith, then this is what happens. Yeah.
Oh, that on the tire, that tabad yuna, show kang che, the tembuchae, or the sugar, that in the town, someone nashing, tabachin, imbecile, show the temperance, that on the tabad yapujiovena, show kang che, the tembuchae, or the sugar.
It is mentioned in the Jewel Garland that, you know, the person who has faith, you know, then becomes a stable practitioner. The Dharma in the person's mind, the Dharma practice, and becomes stable. Yeah, in the person who's who has faith.
What in the area? That go that jambo said the teaching was such. Then she told me that so jambo said, "I'm saying, just some the ishi teba diro wata, right? That ishi teba jie na, ani she yung tu besi. Just that go jambo tangbo."
So refuge is really, really important. Yeah, I mean, whether we actually use the word refuge or not, you know, but essentially, what are we talking about? Is this faith of conviction, isn't it, in the Buddha Dharma Sangha? Essentially, is that, yeah. Once we have this faith of conviction, once we have gained this faith of conviction in the Buddha Dharma Sangha, then, you know, then one's practice will really start, because this is the beginning of the real practice. Yeah, like, you know, when you have this genuine refuge, then you become a Buddhist. You enter into the ranks of a Buddhist. Yeah, and then all the other qualities will follow. Yeah.
Oh, that is the example. Yeah, for you, na, that. 但你就是 中国 말에서도你就国改国中国，那同的，是吧？讲不出啥不运动了，但你就是中外，那人家的马上那国外国中国，是吧？
Because when we go for refuge, yeah, when we go for refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, we won't go to the lower realms, yeah. Why? Because when you go for refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, the process of closing the door to the lower realms has already begun. That's why we won't fall into the lower realms.
Oh, to that in the Risha. Oh, to see that on the Kazan Kadre, that some Kazan Sumbatin Sare, Ninja Chimbu Jesu Tembe, Doa Shen, I'm down to the Dow Kobasta, Kazan, to my love, just Sumbati, what is Sumai.
Okay, then, so continue with the rest of the general precepts. So there are six general precepts after having gone for refuge. So the third one is on the top of page 76. Yeah. So basically, you establish other living beings in this practice by considering them with compassion.
That's
So the outline says remembering their great compassion. I don't think that's right. I don't think it's a correct translation. And the point about this outline is that you establish other living beings in this practice, means refuge, by considering them, these living beings with great compassion, basically motivated out of concern for them, you help them to practice refuge. So this is what the outline should be. Okay, so, but in order to do this, first, you yourself, we ourselves, must know what is the purpose of refuge, isn't it? We ourselves, we must know what is the reason for going, for seeking the help, the protection of the Buddha Dharma Sangha. After we have sorted this out ourselves, we know, then, motivated by a sincere concern for other living beings, then we can try to help them also take refuge, you know? Yeah? Yeah, to lead them into taking refuge.
What did they say? Tine mata suggest tine ma shiba stotu sineta ta shiba dinze chawa kang chaba kang ko ba chi kunjo sum la chene so wa devsin ji den pe tapsin bon wa sinta.
Okay, then the next precept is whatever activity we engage in and whatever your purpose, we should make offerings and supplications to the three jewels while forsaking any other worldly methods.
What in this are so that so dik to that karasana japsu songne ta namba chagyo re ta namba chabe jela zo zo lenjele shi taba gogyo re lende ge namsha she she kazun shuba na shin ta zo to ngamzala ta lamdo midwe ta da me do yunga zo lege to bi kya jinde shi yapu shen she so da lende somna yapu shi tang she ta japsi chosa di ta japsun kona yin so tinde ge tone ta jinde shin be tone
So after having gone for refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, the main practice basically is to lead our lives according to the laws of karma. Yeah, with the conviction in karma, we lead our lives accordingly. But the life is as such that, you know, that we will meet with problems and difficulties, and along the way, things may not turn out the way we want. We have to understand that this is due to our own karma. Yeah. But nevertheless, if there's anything that we need to accomplish, anything that we need to do, we should always honor the three jewels, push, and trust ourselves to them. Basically, pai la. We you know, we entrust ourselves to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, and you know, yeah, ask them for help.
What is what to see? That what is some you said it? That in the said it. That in the shot, didn't Abba Anishi the pension and yin and chin and some jobs to us in the Mabati. I tell a pain get a sooner at the shot.
Okay, then the fifth precept. After you have understood the benefits, go for refuge 3 times in the day and 3 times at night.
What in the shop? What to sin tell any pain yet soon at the day, number San Java, Chubas, the bottom jig, tender jewels, Nar Sabi, Lady, Subjun, Sever Jewels, Solom Jashim was Saba, Nedo Mitomas, Midam Mima, Pajig Misubas, just some Tamji Tuba, new to San Java, all sort of thing.
So this is the fifth precept. After you have understood the benefits, we go for refuge 3 times in the day, 3 times at night, yeah. So what are the benefits? How many are there? There are 8 of them are listed here. Okay. So the first one, you are included among the Buddhists. I don't think it's the measure of a Buddhist. You're included among Buddhists. Anyway, you can analyze, okay? Number 2, you become worthy to uphold all vows. Number 3, You reduce and eliminate previously accumulated karmic obstructions. Number four, you accumulate vast merit. Number five, you will not fall into the miserable realms, the lower realms. Number six, you will not be thwarted or affected or harmed by human or non-human hindrances. Then next, you will accomplish everything you wish. And the last one, you will quickly achieve Buddhahood.
Oh, tinde sungwe yare. Ta te tinde resha. Ta te chene. Ta zo zo cha zang zo to nangba yin da me se di zo da. Chi chi ne cha ba je me ba re. Ro chi cha lu da. O ta nam ju da tinde ge chene. Ani nangba yin me cha ba je me ba re. Ta zo zo sing bi tinde che. O tinde sa de tie zo zo. Ta jap sum da. Nin ta ba ne. Ani chi jap dam ba bu zi man chi.
So whether we are Buddhist or not is not determined by you cannot really make the distinction by looking at the externals. Yeah. The distinction has to be is mainly made inside. Is it? Yeah. So it depends on our mindset. Yeah. If we uphold the Buddha Dharma Sangha as our refuge, you know, single pointedly in our hearts, then we are Buddhist. Otherwise, we are not. Wow, terrorists.
Oh, danger.
Danger. Better take refuge.
Oh, danger. 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 Ani ya poshi kwa ti yu na ta domba shen tin zu ta so ta sang chang sing domba tin zu yang an ke tu ge tin yin ba de ta dom jem du domba ji me ba yin na ta domba shen so ta chang sing domba tin zu yang an ran ji le ke tu ge yang ba de chen domba ke ge ten di te ba ko ku do ta ni bo ba.
So if we have a genuine refuge, we will be counted as a Buddhist. Then, with refuge, then we become a suitable basis to receive the vows, the Pratimoksha vows, the Bodhisattva vows, and the Tantric vows. So without refuge in our hearts, there's no way we can take and generate those vows in our minds. So in essence, without faith, essentially another way of saying is, without faith, there's no way we can take and generate these vows in our minds.
Oh, tukse ta, otinder sha ta tinema ani chita ngarsa ki ani chita dipatinzo ani sabrtoye otindegi otukse ne ta jamro chebe toki ani nyesundu kinesi inaya milake.
And with genuine refuge, we reduce and we eliminate previously accumulated karmic obstructions. Yeah. So there are accounts of how people were saved from the lower realms. You know, they prevented themselves from going to the lower realms. You know. By taking refuge, yeah. And how there are some who were able to take rebirth as a celestial beings, yeah, worldly gods, after having gone for refuge.
Rawat, benar cuci singkis ni, sanya tamjil coba cebal le, sanya le table lodi, 티웨 소놈 제사에 대바 깨바이나 디송도가 자자 딘데게 대바 또부치 뭐 제인도가나 코다 소놈 치뭐 사체 다 말기 디바든 섭주도고로 왔다.
It boils down to faith, isn't it? Yeah. When we say refuge, it's essentially faith or conviction, faith, isn't it? Yeah. So here, one of the benefits is that, you know, we reduce and even eliminate our previously accumulated karmic obstructions. Yeah. Remember what I said earlier? The benefits of having faith in the Buddha? How even just that simple devotion and real faith in the Buddha, how you accumulate more merit than someone who makes, you know, countless offerings, yeah, over long period of time, yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So of course, with your faith, you accumulate such powerful merit, and this powerful merit will eliminate, isn't it? Overwhelm whatever coming obscurations that there are, yeah, in our minds.
Yeah.
The fourth benefit is that we accumulate a vast merit. Yeah. So just to have an idea of the merit that we want to accumulate after taking refuge. Yeah. So there's a verse which says, if the merit of going for refuge took form, even these three realms would be too small to contain it. A cupped hand cannot measure the great ocean, the storehouse of water.
What in the Sungare? That took in it, that Naba, that Karasana, that Indra Mitoa, Swanshi, that he, and Name Shabba Chows, and Tadai, that near to Tumare, said that son of Padu Nava Sagazan, that near to Mitoa, that in Guyorva, and it took a colla, said it, that Midam Mimi Paji, Misubas. So, Paji, you are the son of Madawatan, son of Mimi Toki Paji, Guyore, son of Topchimbuena.
So next one, you will not fall into the miserable, into the lower realms. Yeah. So it says you should understand this from the earlier explanation. So it's just that. Yeah. So if you have a vast amount of merit, you know, then of course one will not fall into the lower realms, isn't it? Yeah. Then the next benefit, you will not be thwarted by or harmed by human or non-human hindrances. Essentially, the reason why we got IT, yeah, we have obstacles, that things don't go according to our wish. It's basically due to lack of merit, or our merit is not strong enough. Yeah. So if you go for refuge, you know, if you have genuine refuge, of course, if you have a lot of merit, then we will not be adversely, you know, affected by humans and non-humans.
What in the shot? Dinema, Dumba, other Dumba, Dumba, that present Chipare, that Chisamba, Tamja Drive, that Tondani, Japs Sona, Son of Bottom Mavasai, Son of Yavina, Langa Samba Tamja Drive, what in his side.
So, next benefit, you will accomplish everything you wish. Of course, if we have genuine faith and genuine refuge in our hearts, we accumulate vast amount of merit anyway. So, if we have merit, things will go our way, basically. Everything will be successful. Yeah.
What to say? Today, my dad gave a new to change gave us. That here, that Chipare, that son of Padu Mabai na, Sabai na, Miku Mabai na, Jigi Amare. Ani Chita, Ani Chueche. Today, na, Chie. Today, Tugi, that Sanje Danje. That Tunje Kungutum. That Rumbu Mitoba Sanje. Oti Sungyare.
Then the last benefit, we will quickly achieve Buddhahood. Why? Because we have a genuine refuge, you know, we accumulate a lot of merit and we create the causes, you know, such that we will not be born in a place where we lack the Dharma. And then instead, we will be born in a place where we have all the conditions, internal and external conditions, to practice the Dharma. So as such, you know, then by practicing the Dharma, then we will quickly achieve our enlightenment. Yeah.
What is more, Chadan, that Japso song, you know, paint or tindage you to it, that Chadan, that paint tindage, and young and some chair.
So these are the eight benefits of going for refuge, yeah, to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. So we are advised to remember these benefits in our daily lives, and while remembering these benefits in our minds, then we should go for refuge three times in the morning, or three times in the day, and three times at night. Yeah.
o tonda tire ta tonda ni tinde gi pen yo ba ta tonda shin chabar chen chap sum la ani chi ta choba pu ai na ta chap su de che ta choba pu ai na pa so na pa tu na sa ya tinde ji yo ba shin shin do rang ani chi ta ani chi ta chi ju ma ra pa che o to che ba na ani phang bo shi ta de o to shi ni sung gi yo re che za ni ne sum chen ne sum do chap su do ga ya o ti sung gi yo re
So the teachings say that, you know, while we know of the benefits of going for refuge to the Buddha Dharma Sangha, and while we know of the benefits, you know, that we ourselves will collect, you know, by making offerings, by honoring the three jewels, by worshipping the three jewels, while knowing this, if we don't do it, you know, then it would be such a waste, such a waste of opportunity. So we should remember the benefits and then go for refuge three times a day, three times at night.
O tinde sum ta tinde chupa kunjo sum sokom shege ge chin a mi dong sum a wo se ta se ta lap che ta tuma lap che chupa di o ter sha.
Okay, then the sixth general precept. We should maintain your refuge and do not forsake the three jewels, even in joke, or even if it costs you your life.
What in the shop? 제가 다 던다니 다 남중아도 가서다 소 신의 자신 못지대 류 신의 다 균두다 시의 자신 못지대 다디 토레라 먼저 가도 있나다 또 신하다 남자 중도 그러와 다 잡당 군이 잡아이나 수편도 채에서나 잡수는 잠주도 잠주도 편이체인 거래 류 송안데 소 송안데로와 디 치도다 잡수는 땅바이나 잡수는 태별로디 땅바이나
So we all of us consider our lives to be very precious, our bodies to be very precious, so therefore we do a lot to protect them, protect our lives and our bodies, isn't it? Yeah. So but it's said that maintaining our refuge, you know, going for refuge and maintaining our refuge in our faith in the Buddha Dharma Sangha is something that is even more important. So if we choose our life, our bodies, over the Buddha Dharma Sangha, something which is much more important, then we will not achieve anything, any great purpose. In forsaking the Buddha Dharma Sangha.
Oh, to see that in the Dako Carsoneta, at the Risha, that on the Corona, the Sund Watanda Carsena, Lu, Longe, Sok, Sedeco, Namji Mato, Demisawa, Tower Niavares, Kangichi to Kunjo Tana, Serap Kundu Dungawa, Yumarajumi, Tish, Chila Babian, Jamitong Yam, Tamjashim, Sotisung.
So here we are asked to maintain our refuge, you know, even at the cost of our lives, isn't it? But why is it? So in the text it says, inevitably, you will lose your body, life, and resources. Yeah, that's bound to happen anyway. But if you forsake the three jewels for the sake of these, you will suffer continually throughout many lives. Thus, you should repeatedly vow that whatever happens, you will not forsake refuge, not even mouthing the words in jest.
Yeah.
Mm.
다들 야구샤오마스 나타나고 뒤따 뭐라 가시시도 가리네 뒤따다 샤오마스 니바 마타바 사와라 랍자 민바 각바 세시도 랍자 소소 쿵 냠도기 차바라스 냠바도 돈이 차바라스 세딘사르 덴베 주고소 펜이 치즈기 랍자리 미다바라스 담바라 시소 딘데시도 담시 따땅보디 디리샤 랍자 Matawa Sava says that the Kares Muna Masunta Chokar Dwayam tea, Tishin Shabala, Japs Dora, Lapchev, Lapcha Ship, Commandam, Sunday, Kumaton says to.
The next section eliminating inaccuracies. Okay, so there are 4 points to be made here. So the first one. The former masters or former teachers stated a precept to the effect that you should train in going for refuge to the Buddha of whatever direction you are traveling or you're going to. Okay, or another translation, former teachers have said that there is a precept that you should practice going for refuge to the Tathagata of whichever direction you are going in. So Lama Tsongkhapa says, I have not seen a source for this.
Oh, Tukshine, Tati Kare Sungwena, Tatsundani, Japsum, Same, Demi Choktela, Dana Choktela, Japsu, Shadan, Nuki Choksin, Tindela, Japsu, Tindesi, that makes a several Thomas Sons, in a so Japs, the Sanji Chick, Jindinsta, in the Choktela, Tela, Dutela, Tindesi, the Pugumara, Tatundani, Sanja Kunchuk, in the Sumla.
So I guess what Lama Tsongkhapa is saying here is that Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that I've not seen a source which says that if you are traveling, you're going towards the west, then you should take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha of the direction. Or if you are going to the north, then you take refuge, before you go, you take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha of that direction. So Lama Tsongkhapa is saying that he hasn't seen, that means to see Bola. I guess the point here is that it doesn't matter what direction you're going to, if you want help, if you take refuge, you just take refuge in the Buddha Dharma Sangha, and then pao ka liao liya.
Oh, tinte sungmen ro, ta tini sare, ta lapche kung sini, ta kung kariwa desu, na ta tetar Tumaga lapcha tuni, lambren javali jungwa shin yin laas, soso lapcha tangbo sumni, dodele shin chima sumni, jambro yana tobali jungwa soto sumhe.
Okay, what are the sources, for these precepts? Anyway, for these six precepts, I'll read from another translation. I have presented the six general precepts in accordance with how they appear in Atisha's commentary on the difficult points of the lamb for the path to enlightenment. The first three of the special precepts are explained in the sutras, the other three in the text called the six aspects of going for refuge. So next is explaining the difference between one's refuge degenerating and one's refuge completely disappearing. It means that what's the difference between degenerating your refuge and between giving it up completely.
Oh, this Sungala Korama, Lapcha Tatan and Gawatan Gawala Nyambata, Tumi, Jurki Suni, Soki Chia, Mitoma, Gawani, Jamdotom, Wayne, Tishin, Kunjo Sum, Matanya, Tatata, Mitumbe, Tumba Sok Sunda, Ninzin Chenaya, Shendamima, Kashi, Jabla, Lomache, Tonglas, Tata Majuna, Lapcha and Gawasa, Minji, Tungi Mima, Sim Sos.
Okay, so what's the difference between generating one's refuge and giving up one's refuge? So I'll read from another translation again. How contravening these precepts causes weakening and forsaking of your refuge is explained as follows. Some assert that if you violate 6 of the precepts, the first 3 special precepts, plus the precepts of constantly going for refuge, not forsaking refuge even for the sake of your life, and making offerings to the 3 jewels, you have given up your refuge. So this is what some assert. Yeah. Others include the last 3 special precepts and assert that
Okay, so
these are the assertions of some people. Yeah. So what Lama Tsongkhapa says is, however, an actual forsaking of refuge means that you have contravened the precept not to forsake refuge even for the sake of your life. Similarly, even if you do not forsake the 3 jewels, if you follow both them and the teacher, teaching and community that are contrary to them, you contravene the precept not to acknowledge other refuges. Yeah. Since you are not fully entrusting yourself to the refuge, you have forsaken it. I think that if these 2 do not occur, other contraventions of the precepts are just contraventions, but not causes of forsaking refuge. So, in short, what is the paragraph saying? Basically, it's trying to explain when do we forsake our refuge, as opposed to generating it. Yeah. So, basically, when do we lose our refuge? If we contravene the 6 general precept, which is the precept of never forsaking the 3 jewels, even at the cost of our lives, or in joke. Okay, so the one cause of losing our refuge, you know, is if we forsake the 3 jewels, you know. If we choose our life over the 3 jewels, for example, then we forsake the 3 jewels and everything is empty. Yeah, we lose refuge. Yeah. The other cause is this. It's like dual citizenship. On one hand, you know, you believe, you know, you hold the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha as the ultimate refuge. But at the same time, you also hold some other entity other than the Buddha as also the ultimate refuge. You know. When you do that, you're kind of doubting in the first place, you know. Yeah, you know, why do you hold somebody else other than Buddha as a refuge at the same time, you know? So if we do that, you know, then it's the same as having forsaken our refuge. So here I say that if we basically hold on to two two different objects of refuge at the same time and uphold them to be ultimate, yeah, both. And then, you know, basically, if you are not able to entrust completely to Buddha Dharma Sangha from your own side, you have some doubts, no? That means your refuge is also finished. So if we contravene or if we go against, you know, those precepts that are stated in the text, you know, those special precepts, specific precepts, and the general precepts, right? Those will only constitute a contravention. It does not constitute a forsaking of the whole refuge.
Yeah.
So, for example, langjia is used, you know, before you eat or drink, or then for whatever reasons, or you forgot, let's say, to buy, offer to the three jewels, yeah? So that is a contravention of the precept. But that will not cause you to lose your refuge, for example. So, refuge is essentially this single-pointed conviction, faith, isn't it? Yeah, in the Buddha Dharma Sangha. So, essentially this state of mind. Yeah. So, if this conviction is weakened, this faith is weakened, and of course, once the refuge will degenerate, isn't it? Yeah, and if you lose this single-pointed conviction and faith in the Buddha Dharma Sangha, basically you lose your refuge.
Yeah.
Okay, then the last point. This being the case, going for refuge is the main door to the Buddha's teachings. If you go for refuge in a way that transcends mere words, you will not be defeated by outer and inner obstacles, for you are relying upon the highest power. Since good qualities develop easily and deteriorate with difficulty, they can only continue to increase. Therefore, it is extremely important, as previously explained, to uphold the refuges by means of fearing suffering, recalling the good qualities of the refuges, and so forth, and to make an effort not to transgress the precepts. So this paragraph is essentially summarizing all the important points of what we've covered so far, yeah. Isn't it? First, we should develop this fear of suffering, and in this context, the fear of the suffering of the lower realms. And we should, second point, we should bring to mind the good qualities of the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And then, with these two causes, then we single-pointedly entrust ourselves to the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And after we have done that, then we should make an effort to live by these refuge guidelines.
Yeah.
So there are many benefits of going for refuge. Yeah? They are mentioned in the text. Yeah? One of which is that we will not fall into the lower realms. Yeah, we will not get a bad rebirth. Yeah, if we take refuge. So this is something that we all have to think for ourselves. We have to understand why. You know? So what if I go for refuge? No? If I go for refuge, no? How does going for refuge protect me from the lower realms? Okay, we have to think for it ourselves. Yeah, we have to think. Yeah. So we have to read the text and think about it ourselves, how does refuge, protect me from suffering of the lower realms? So, based on reading the text and thinking about it, and if you then develop this ascertainment in your heart, you are very sure, you develop this decisive conclusion in your heart that it is so, then I guess we have fulfilled the purpose of studying this topic.
Okay, you have any question? Okay.
Questions on refuge. Do you have any questions on refuge? After having gone for refuge, we become a refugee.
I think so, yeah.
Huh? You know what? Yes, Sri Kim. Oh, where's the mic, yeah? Okay. Said that
it is Geshe-la, I don't know whether I heard this from Rinpoche. I think I heard someone mention before that the Buddha actually manifests in different forms to teach disciples of different inclination. So for those who are Buddhists, he manifested as a Buddha. And for those of not inclined to that, he manifests in other forms as Bodhisattvas like Jesus Christ, to teach Christianity. Prophet Muhammad to teach Islam. So the purpose is to teach them at least a form of ethics to practice in. So my question is, do their practice actually constitute a Buddhist path, at least in the practice of ethics? So is it right to take refuge in the Allah too?
I have my own comments on this anyway.
No, I want to hear Geshe-la's. Rinpoche's.
You're staying next to the mosque, isn't it?
Also, is it true that we are not supposed to convert other people out of their religions? I mean, from what I heard, that is this one of the something that we cannot
do? As a Buddhist, is it?
As a Buddhist, okay. We can't convert other people out of the religion. Yeah.
Okay, so those of you who were Christians before, please leave. It's okay. It's quite a lot, quite a few of them. So, of course, the Buddha manifests in various forms to work for the benefits of the sentient beings, yeah. Isn't it? Buddha does manifest in various forms, yeah. So, what if we view the objects of refuge of other religious traditions as being the transformations or manifestations of Buddha? And with that view in mind, and then if you then entrust yourself and take refuge, shouldn't be a problem.
Hello. Hello.
So we can become Christians.
No, you're Buddha. You're taking refuge in Buddha.
Okay, Christian Buddhist.
No.
You're
not regarding, let's say, Jesus as Jesus, yeah. You're viewing as transformation of Buddha, yeah. So you are still ultimately taking refuge in Buddha, isn't it?
It's
different from what was mentioned earlier, no? Because if you forsake your refuge by acknowledging another refuge, somebody who is better than Buddha, Dhamma, or Sangha, yeah. So if you do that, of course, then you lose your refuge. But here, in this way of viewing, you are actively viewing whatever entity you're looking at as a transformation of Buddha. So you are viewing a Buddha and relating to that entity as Buddha. Yeah. So actually, you're building upon your refuge, isn't it? You're not giving up.
Thank you. I think that's very skillful. Can we convert others, Vishuddha?
I thought that one precept was very clear, right? Establish other living beings in this practice by considering them with compassion.
Ta chidang tere, ta kare ina, ta chidang tu chu kang chaba ina, ta kare chaba ina re nam chi chao kang da kang chaba ina. Midu shin tu che yo maro ta tu na paro bu da bala tung ko kro wa. Midu shin tu uzi ge yo maro. Ko ta tun je zong paro bu da ba yu. Ta cha zong zong ba ina.
I mean, it's life is such that, you know, we cannot force people to do things that they don't want to do. Yeah, it never works. Yeah. So, but if the other party has interest and if the conditions are suitable, then one can, perhaps one can encourage and help them, isn't it? Yeah. But if they're not willing to, it's not going to work. Yeah.
So
as it says in the precept that we should consider them with concern, with compassion. Yeah? And if the situation is right, then we can introduce a refuge and then encourage them to take refuge. Then that's fine. Yeah? So basically we don't force. Yeah? We don't push and force. Sounds familiar. That's the reality.
Can I push it? Can I ask a question? Buddha says that he doesn't wash away our sin with water. However, Amitabha Buddha, right, says something like, whoever hears his name at the point of death will be born in pure land or will have good rebirth. So how can this be possible if, let's say, a dying person, right, who has not, you know, prayed to Buddha or who has not made any offering or have taken refuge at the point of death, having heard the name of the Buddha, will have good rebirth because he doesn't have any cause from his own side, you know, to have a ripening result of being born into a good rebirth.
So the Buddha possesses inconceivable qualities. So if you look at the qualities of his exalted body, exalted speech, exalted mind, basically this cannot fit our minds. It's basically inconceivable. Yeah. So of course then, whatever the Buddha said is also inconceivable. Yeah. Inconceivable benefits as well. So it's possible, yeah. In fact, yeah, you know that the Buddha's speech have that power because of being inconceivable, yeah. So So in general, you know, if you think about the Buddha's, from the Buddha's own side, the Buddha possesses really inconceivable qualities, unbelievable qualities of exalted body, speech, and mind, which includes, and so here we're talking about the Buddha's speech, isn't it? the Buddha's name, you know, hearing the Buddha's name and so forth, have all inconceivable benefits. Yes, from the Buddha's own side, yes. But as we have as we've really seen, you know, I mean, it's like it takes two hands to clap. Yeah, if you think about it, if from the side of the side of that person who may or may not receive the benefits, now, if that person don't do anything from his or her own side, doesn't even have a little bit of faith, you know, then to say that everything is dependent on the Buddha alone and the Buddha alone can do everything, then I think it's really difficult to explain. Yeah? Because especially if you look from the perspective of the entire Buddha Dharma, the perspective of all the teachings put together, to say that, you know, everything is just from the side of the Buddha is very difficult to explain. Quite difficult to believe. Yeah? So I think it takes two hands to clap. So I think that, you know, to say that, no, one can just go to Pure Land just by reciting Amitabha Buddha's mantra and just, you know, just by hearing, you know, the Amitabha Buddha's name, you know, mantra, and then without having done anything from one's own side, no causes, you know, and then to say that you can go to Pure Land, I personally think is difficult. But of course, this is an extremely hidden phenomenon.
Yeah. Obamela teba medu meru wanshi kwaya, doktu mebe teba kwaya. Te tingdo, da tabi shingi shingu tingdo yila chi kwaya. Ani zi jibi suwata kwaya. Tinde sum changgo resi sungduwa. Changa jibu tangan dhugu resi ki tinde ki tongma sunwa. Da dhugu resi ni payin da shi shugurwa. Inayang da zozo dhuaya ki jusum changgo resi tinde sungduwa.
So, it is stated in the teachings that in order to go to the Pure Land of Amitabha, you must have three causes. First, you must have irreversible faith. No? Where to find? This is my own personal comment. Second one is what? you must repeatedly bring to mind the qualities of the Pure Land. You know, you think about the Pure Land. And number three, you must make single-pointed requests. No? So when these three causes come together, you know, then you know you perhaps you know you then stand a good chance of going to the Pure Land. This is what is mentioned in the teachings. Yeah, the teachings doesn't say, "Oh, I'll to Pure Land." Oh, I'm bow chi ye. That thing.
That did the some Chongnan people that got some time to go, right? Langi one is Jianzhang, Qi one is Jianzhang. Today Gong Ga Chang, today is Dobi Da, Deba Ba Dong Ga Da. Chinan Ye Jianzhang Wen Zhang, that Taobei Xingdu, Bezhen Da, Zhuai Du La Chu Gu Lao Da.
So, but if the three conditions are present, then I see. Then there's, you know, we can really justify. We can explain. We can say, you know, it's like, yeah, I know you. Then of course, because when the three conditions come together, obviously you're accumulating merit. Obviously you're purifying your mind of obscurations. And of course, then if that's the case, then I think one can say that, hey, really you stand a good chance. You know, you'll get a visa, basically. Yeah. Otherwise.
Having
said this, no, you can't deny that there is benefit, you know, from explaining, you know, from, let's say, propagating the benefits of, let's say, reciting Amitabha Buddha's mantra. Because, you know, when you talk about these things, it interests a lot of people. Yeah. So people take, you know, they gain some belief, and then because of the belief, then they actually do something, yeah, at least they recite something. Yeah. And if they, when they recite the mantra, obviously, they're going to get a lot of benefit. They're going to get something, definitely. Yeah. So of course, when they recite the mantra of Amitabha Buddha, they will get benefit, of course, without doubt, yeah. But the question is, what benefit is it? The thing here is, does it mean that just reciting the mantra alone, you will go to Pure Land? Then I think that is something to really think about, to analyze, yeah.
Yeah, last one. Yeah.
It's about the benefit of being included among Buddhists. Okay, I can understand if you are a Buddhist, you know, in relation to the other seven benefits. Yeah, there's a, you know, like being a Buddhist, you know, it's a basis for all of us. Being a Buddhist, you know about karma, you know what to abandon, etc. There's a benefit. But if it's just that you are being included among Buddhists, it kind of sounds a bit ego. Like, for example, if I'm a non-Buddhist, I would say, like, you know, so what if you are Buddhist? So, I mean, if it's just a benefit to say that you are being included among Buddhists.
And to say that you're being included among human beings is also ego?
No, what I meant is that, you know, what is that extra thing that is, like, you know,
or what? Basically, what's so big deal, lah?
Yeah. I mean, if I'm a Buddhist, or rather, if I have an inclination to being a Buddhist, I see the benefit of being a Buddhist. Then yes, I will see it.
Yes, you know. Yes.
But if I don't even have that, then you know, this benefit doesn't come across as strong.
Yeah. Anybody have an answer? Yeah. Anybody can answer. I don't know how to answer.
I'm not too sure. Is this clear? Is my question clear?
Yeah, I got your question, but I didn't get my answer.
someone who is not clear. You say nominal Buddhist, yeah?
Yeah, for example, if you aspire, or rather, you know, you haven't taken refuge, you are still thinking, but you have inclination towards Buddhism,
yes,
maybe you will see this as some benefit, yeah, as a benefit. But if you are totally no, then, you know, kind of like, just this alone, no, you know, you can't...
Are you trying to say that being included in as a Buddhist is not a benefit?
Something like that.
Because you don't have to count it as a benefit.
If you don't relate it to the other seven...
You don't have to count it as a benefit because it's just a status. Right? If you're Buddhist, you're Buddhist, you're not Buddhist. So why is it a benefit just to acquire the status?
Just to have that status.
Yeah,
yes.
I think basically that's the point.
Yeah. Okay, stop here. Yeah, next time, next class.
Okay, just try to read the next the section on karma, especially the practice of abandoning the 10 non-virtues. So we still have 3 more classes. So next week, 2, and then the week after that on Tuesday, 1 more class.